Rory, defeat down here in Kerry today by 2 points. What's your initial thoughts after that?
Well, naturally very disappointed, Oisin. You know, thought for long periods you played quite well, you know. Started the second half really well and gave a couple of balls away when you're on the attack, and you know, Kerry punished us probably at the other end, and you know, probably to be fair, they just about deserved it.
Yeah. And I suppose in the first half you just kept Brian Sheehan got a couple early scores, and he proved to be a problem in the first half with a lot of kicking there, Roy. But at half time there was only a couple of scores in it as well. And despite some of the domination that Kerry have done, we were right on it there at the break.
Oh, we were. Listen, we were right in the game right throughout, Oisin, you know. So it was we hung in the second and the first half. It looked as if Kerry were gonna pull away at one stage, but we hung in. But you know, we didn't capitalise even there when there's 2 points in over periods in the second half. We kicked too many wades and missed a number of chances that we normally get.
Mark and Christie had two chances there that would have brought it back, but that were missed easy, so they were.
Yeah, Mark and Christie, two chances they normally get. Colm probably had a chance as well, but you know, and Kerry, to be fair, I thought were quite clinical at the other end.
Yep. And Patrick McVertie was lively today. He was always out in front of his man in the forward line.
Yeah, Patrick was sharp inside, so he was probably wee bit disappointed himself. He probably could have had a goal at a period in the start of the second half as well. He just blasted over, but listen, look, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, but it was a good contest for you, I suppose. It is disappointing in defeat, but you were looking for an improvement after last week and you got it, Rory.
Well, we were looking for a win, I suppose, more than anything, you know, and we didn't get that, so we didn't. And it leaves us now with two big games to come. But yeah, look, like any game, you look for the positives. Last week, I suppose, to be fair, there wasn't too many. I think there was a lot of them there today, and you'd obviously Martin McElhinney came in and done well. As well, it was a big plus, and Colm again getting more game time and Anthony, you know.
Because there was a bit of soul searching to be done last week with the boys, and they knew that they had to respond, didn't they?
Ah, they did. Look, they were extremely disappointed with their own display, you know, so they were. And, they, you know, naturally they were looking to get back on the horse this week, you know, but they'll be disappointed that they didn't pull it off, you know.
Yeah, when Brian Sheehan went off in the second half, they pulled Donaghy back up to the forward line again, and the forwards of Kerry started to cause real problems from about 10 minutes into the second half.
Ah, they did. Listen, look, we knew that, you know, Kerry have very dangerous forwards that have, and you know, I thought we defended a lot of situations quite well, but obviously, you know, there were when we were pushing up, they were always going to counter attack us at various stages and pick off a few scores, and probably the penalty was a bit unlucky in that it came back off the post, you know.
Yeah. And did you feel maybe that we should have ran at them a bit more, Rory, because when we'd done that, we created openings and created scores?
Ah, well, we like to mix our game, like to run, and we like to obviously play some ball inside as well, but probably with more joy running it, and particularly when Michael came out at the start of the second half.
Yeah. You said now you have to focus for Tyrone. What sort of game are you going to expect now from the O'Neill County next week? Is it going to be back to something similar that we've seen last week, or could we see an open game like what we've seen today?
Well, honestly, I haven't thought of Tyrone, you know. We take it 1 week at a time. I think there's a 2 week gap now, so over the course of the next number of days, we'll get our head around Tyrone. We'll reflect on this game and try to take the good and the bad out of it and try to move forward.
Is there a wee bit more pressure now knowing that there's 2 games left and you need points?
Ah, well, there's no doubt. Listen, look, to be honest, until you get to maybe 7 points, I'd say this year it's going to take, you know, to stay safe, and that's the challenge now. We need 3 or 4 points out of our last 2 games, but look, we can only work on Tyrone, and look, there's always going to be pressure playing Tyrone. You never like to lose to Tyrone.
Thanks, Roy.